The Broncos came in early Monday morning to clean out their lockers, say goodbyes, and for some depart Denver until the offseason program begins in the spring. The Broncos' no expectations were not met, and as they left Dove Valley, they reflected on an up-and-down season.
I just don't think we had any consistency or any confidence at any point in ourselves as players or in scheme that we were running. I think it's important that we build that into the next season, that we find something that we're good at and we stick with it from start to finish.
I mean, everybody's looking for consistency and to get better. So off season, you know, just get back to work and work on the little things and work on the timing. And I think once we do that, you know, being around everybody for another year, that helps. So I think that's the main things for us.
You know, we had to look at ourselves, you know, as a whole team, offense, defense, special team. And I think we're going to have to make some changes in certain areas. And I'm pretty sure the coach is going to do that in the offseason to get us better for next year.
All season long, the fingers of critics were pointed at the defense for their team's struggles. Some in the public assert that there's a lack of talent on that side of the line of scrimmage.
Well, you know what? Some people say that, you know, change is good, you know, and that all depends on, I guess, the situation. But I think sometimes, you know, the whole thing about this game and anything you do is about chemistry. And you have to have that chemistry going for you. Just like the way I look at it, I don't know if any of you guys have ever had a taste of gumbo before, but there are special ingredients in that gumbo that makes it great. So when you talk about a team, you talk about a defense, you have to have those key ingredients to make that gumbo special.
I disagree. I think, especially in the secondary, we got plenty of talent. We got talent to go around back there. And I think we have a strong linebacking core, and I think there's some holes in the D line. But aside from that, I think we have enough. We had enough talent going into this season to get it done.
The future, though, looks bright for the Broncos. Young players such as Brandon Marshall, Jay Cutler, and Elvis Dumervil enjoyed fine seasons in just their second year, while rookies Selvin Young, Marcus Thomas, and Tim Crowder showed the Broncos will have a solid young core that gained experience.
We got a lot of young guys, you know, with Tony, Jay, and Brandon Marshall. So with another year for them, another offseason for them, I think that's only going to help.
And after checking out of Dove Valley on New Year's Eve, the Broncos will return in a new year and with hopes for better days. Reporting for Broncos TV, I'm Casey Byers.